You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So yesterday you delivered a petition to Parliament calling for the phasing out of synthetic fertiliser. I suppose my first question from someone who isn't in the know about agriculture, what is synthetic fertiliser?
Yeah, so synthetic nitrogen fertiliser is basically a chemical that over the past few decades has been used in New Zealand to really intensify dairy farming. It's basically spread onto land to grow more grass artificially than naturally would occur. And that allows more and more cows to be crammed onto the land. And when more and more cows are crammed onto the land, we get more climate pollution from those cows, and we also get more water pollution from the effluent from those cows. And on top of that, synthetic nitrogen fertiliser itself is a really big pollutant of both the climate and of water quality. So when it's applied, it emits nitrous oxide, which is a greenhouse gas that's about 300 times more potent than carbon dioxide. And in New Zealand, every year, synthetic nitrogen fertiliser is emitting more climate pollution, this is the chemical itself, than the entire domestic aviation industry. So more than all of the planes flying back and forth every day in New Zealand. So it's a huge pollutant for our climate. And it's also a big water pollutant, so it causes nitrogen pollution to get into our groundwater, into our lakes and into our rivers, where it causes big algal blooms. And it also has associated with human health risks if anyone consumes that water, which is a big deal for New Zealand because a lot of our water does come from groundwater sources. So in summary, that's what synthetic nitrogen fertilizer is, and that's some of its impact.
Right. So if this is such a risky and dangerous thing, why is synthetic fertilizer so widely used over authentic natural fertilizer?
So basically, over the last few decades, New Zealand's undergone a huge intensification of dairy farming, major conversion of land from other uses such as sheep and beef or forestry or even native vegetation and put into big dairy farms. And on those dairy farms, we've really intensified. So that means basically we've stocked more and more and more cows on the land to basically create more and more milk, which gets dried into milk powder and sent offshore. And that's been done through the use of synthetic fertilizer. So we're really basically taking land beyond its natural limits using this chemical. And Dairy New Zealand, which is a lobby group for the dairy industry, and other scientific outfits have come up with a lot of studies showing that we don't actually need to use this chemical for farmers to farm profitably. So farmers can reduce the number of cows they're farming, they can eliminate the use of synthetic fertilizer, and they can use less imported feed like PKE and still farm just as profitably and in some cases more profitably without the use of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. Instead, they can use other ways to naturally fix nitrogen from the atmosphere to get growth in grass. And one of the reasons that we're not seeing this being taken up is because there's a huge industry around synthetic nitrogen fertilizer now. There's two companies, Ravensdown and AgriBalance. They have sales reps that are out there on farms every day telling farmers that they need to buy synthetic nitrogen fertilizer to remain profitable. We know that's not true, and we really need to see the government step in here and regulate this dangerous chemical because we know that it's damaging the environment and we know that we can farm profitably without it.
The government has previously introduced a cap on synthetic fertilizer, but Greenpeace has said that this didn't go far enough. Could you elaborate on that?
When the government did a big review over our freshwater rules in New Zealand, because as we all know, our rivers and lakes are really at breaking point. They're really polluted. We're on the brink of losing 76% of our native freshwater fish. It's just really a dire situation for our freshwater. So the government kind of reviewed the rules into that, and they identified that synthetic nitrogen fertiliser is a major problem, and they put a cap on the amount that can be used on a farm. Before that, there was absolutely no rules. You could put as much as you wanted on, which was a crazy situation. So it's good that we have a cap, but 190 kilograms per hectare per year is like eye-wateringly high, and that's more than the dairy industry is using on average anyway. There are some farms that are using up to like 400 kilograms, which is great that they will not be able to do that anymore. But the reality is that cap should have been set lower in the first place. And I think what is really needed in order to save our rivers and also make sure that we have a stable climate going forward is for the government to actually make that a sinking cap, year on year, reduce that amount that can be used, give farmers time to wean themselves off this and to start employing some of those more natural techniques to grow food. But really we need to get that cap down to zero, and we need to do it quickly. Like I said, our rivers and lakes are really at breaking point. Our climate emissions from agriculture are huge. It's the biggest climate emitter in the country, and we need to start reducing those emissions. And we know that we can do that in a way that is not going to be, break the bank for farmers. We know that we can do that in a profitable way, and we can plan for it now by making that a sinking cap and over time getting it down to zero.
Right, so that cap is effectively not much of a cap at all.
Yes, that's right.
So what is Greenpeace hoping to achieve with this petition? I noticed the specific language of phasing out, which signals to me that this isn't something you expect to happen overnight.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it would be unreasonable to suggest that farmers could would be able to just stop using this with no support tomorrow. And that's why, you know, we're taking a more reasonable approach to say, right, well, we need to phase it out. But the outcome is still the same. It needs to go from agriculture in New Zealand. We can't keep telling the world we're clean and green while using this incredibly harmful chemical in our farming systems. We've got one of the highest rates of use of it in the world. So, yeah, it's pretty out of control and needs to come down. We've been campaigning for this phase out for about 2 years. And as we were talking about before, last April, we managed to get that first cap into regulation, which was a real win, even though it's very high. But moving forward, we need to keep pressuring the political parties to ensure that they are looking after our health and the health of our environment, because ultimately that's connected to our health anyway. And they need to be putting that over the profits of prioritising that over the profits of the agrochemical companies that are selling this product. Our health is much more important than how big their bank accounts are. So we'll continue campaigning for this phase out.
The timing of this petition is quite interesting because this morning news came out that Fonterra has been dumping nitrate-heavy wastewater. What are some of the risks to nitrate-polluting water, and does Greenpeace have a response to the Fonterra situation?
Yeah, very much so. Nitrate pollution, which comes from synthetic nitrogen fertilizer and other sources like wastewater from dairy processing and also the urine of livestock, it carries with it human health risks. So at about 11 milligrams per litre, which is the human health limit, it is very risky for pregnant women and bottle-fed babies. It can be fatal. But at rates way lower than that, so down to 1 milligram per litre, 11 times lower than that, there's also increasing evidence showing that that is linked to an increased risk of bowel cancer. And New Zealand has one of the highest rates of bowel cancer in the world, funnily enough, and Canterbury and Southland, where a huge amount of dairy intensification has happened over the last 3 decades, has some of the highest rates in New Zealand. It's very concerning that that currently in New Zealand, our government allows pollution to be 11 times higher what new evidence is showing could be risking colorectal or bowel cancer if it's consumed. So that's the human health risks that we are having to take because of the use of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer and the really weak regulatory situation that we've got that is allowing Fonterra to put, they've got up to consent to put up to 400 to 600 kilograms of nitrogen pollution, of nitrogen onto their farms, and that's turning into pollution in groundwater. And we know that people are consuming that sometimes unknowingly without having had their water tested.
All right, so lastly, just before I let you go, I wanted to touch on the agriculture sector at large, as they're a pretty large source of emissions. So what changes need to be made to the sector in order for it to be sustainable into the future?
So when it comes to climate pollution from agriculture, it's a really simple equation. The two main sources of that climate pollution are the number of cows and sheep and the amount of synthetic nitrogen fertilizer used. So those are the two sources of methane and nitrous oxide emissions. So the simple solution is to have fewer cows and to phase out synthetic nitrogen fertilizer. And as a country, we need to, if we're going to play our part in, you know, the fight against climate change, we need to accept that we are going to have to produce less dairy. We are going to need to convert land away from dairy and into other things that sequester carbon rather than emit it. So that doesn't mean stopping farming or stopping producing food. It just means changing what we're producing. So rather than dairy, we need to be looking at horticulture. We need to be looking at other high-value timbers and other high-value food products, such as some of the plant-based foods that are really gaining traction in our export markets anyway. And we're not saying we shouldn't be farming any cows, but whatever we are farming needs to be a lot. There needs to be a lot fewer cows farmed, and the way we're farming it needs to radically change. We can't be using synthetic fertilizer. We can't be using PKE that's driving deforestation. We need to be stocking our farms at a rate the land can naturally sustain, and a rate that's not causing major water and climate pollution. And it's economically sensible for us to do that. The growth in plant-based foods, the growth in organic foods, the value of those in our export markets is exponential. It's huge. We can be looking after our rivers. We can be rebuilding biodiversity and reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and even sequestering carbon on our farms, and also be providing good livelihoods for New Zealand farmers and for New Zealanders. Through shifting away from this really industrial model of dairy farming that we're currently stuck in.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.